routinely staged at Lincoln Center uptown. CBS on Wednesday, with Carnegie Hall the somewhat incongruously grand setting. Fox, the newest of the networks, was usually relegated to Thursday, and whatever venue that network could scrounge up. In recent years, Fox had turned to the less-than-ideal City Center after some infelicitous, though memorable, forays to other locations, such as the flight deck of the aircraft carrier Intrepid. Hard to get to, hard to navigate around, and hard to hear anything inside the cavernous tent that Fox had erected. And the 69th Regiment Armory, which had established a new low for upfronts in 2006 by being hothouse humid, leaky-roofed, it was teeming outside, and redolent of urine. On top of that, one Fox executive had turned up on stage so drunk that he couldn't pronounce the word Tostitos. Monday, by tradition, belonged to NBC, which had the supreme advantage of having its 30 Rock headquarters located right across 50th Street from the pinnacle of Manhattan showbiz arenas, Radio City Music Hall. But the hall went vacant that year because NBC had abdicated its leadoff position in the upfront lineup. That allowed Fox to grab Monday for itself, and thereby make a statement. The network was taking its bows first, a post it could legitimately claim it deserved, having clawed its way to the top in the ratings competition that counted most in the TV business, the battle for eyeballs owned by viewers between the ages of 18 and 49. In truth,